This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data centers have been a controversial topic in Wisconsin, and now a company that wants to build one in Dane County is asking one municipality to annex land from another. QTS Data Centers had planned on putting one in the town of Vienna, near County Highway V, just west of the interstate. Their proposal would cost $3 billion and take up more than 600 acres of land. Residents there have pushed back, concerned about energy consumption, their electricity bills rising, and losing farmland. The State Journal reports Vienna's town board was supposed to have a public hearing about the project on Friday, but they canceled it. Now, it seems the company is trying to get the land for the data center annexed by the village of DeForest. So DeForest administrators would be the ones approving or shutting down the project. DeForest Village Administrator Bill Chang says QTS Data Center's staff reached out to the village to ask if they would be interested in annexing the property. That would mean the data center is in the same spot, but the land is technically part of DeForest instead of Vienna. Although Chang clarifies that nobody has filed official paperwork requesting that change. This is the latest development in Dane County, but there are data center projects all over the state and many are meeting opposition from residents. Microsoft was planning one for Caledonia in Racine County. Residents rallied against it. And just a few weeks ago, the company pulled their plans, saying they may still build a data center somewhere in Racine County, just not in that original spot. And in Janesville, city officials are considering data center proposals for the old GM plant. The lot has sat empty since 2018. Earlier this week, residents there protested the idea of a data center in their community. Plans for data centers in Beaver Dam and Port Washington are moving forward. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops, the Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night. That tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Yesavage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible and a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.